Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 176.
What's up, fam? This one, we're talking about how environment is everything. Let's do it. What's up, team? Welcome back to Master Your Mindset. We're so grateful for you, for the fact that you're investing in your mental fitness. And our hope is that you use these tools not only to transform your life, but to have discussions with those that you care about, people in your family, people that you work with, classmates, coworkers. So let's make mental performance training normal. And on the topic of normalizing these things, one of my favorite follows to learn from is Lauren Nicole Johnson. She was a former mental skills coach in the Yankees farm system. She's branched off, done her own thing, and she sends out a midweek mindset newsletter every week. And she's a good friend. We've talked, shared ideas, helping each other grow. I get inspired by her. But she had a post recently that talks about environment. And I've been preaching this for the last several years about if you want to change behaviors, one of the most important factors to influence new behaviors is your environment. Making it easy to get started, making it easier to access that new behavior you want to add, or you know, influences your thoughts, your words, your actions. And let me just read just a real quick quote from her newest email list, the Midweek Mindset. And it's, okay, here we go. Alexander Den Hegier once said, "When a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which it grows, not the flower." And if a plant doesn't bloom, you don't blame the plant. You're going to check the soil, the light source, and what you're feeding it or how often you're watering it, because that's why a plant grows. And that's no different than us, Team Money.
No.
If you have some goals or you want to change your mindset, change some outcomes, well, look at your environment. Mm-hmm. And an example I've often shared is when I moved to Lakeland Hills, several years ago, one of my best friends, his name is Tyler Borden. He was living in the same neighborhood. He's like, "Yo, Colin, join my gym up. It's up in Fife. It's a 10-minute drive, but it's only $12 a month." I'm like, okay. So I signed up, but I only went four times because it was like a 10-minute drive. That's 20 minutes, you know, round trip. Once I joined my gym across the street, which was four times the amount per month, I would go four times a week because it was easy to get to. So the point of that is, you know, I wanted to make fitness a big priority and to work out more. Well, make it easier to get started. It's the start that stops people. It's your environment. And another example of this is I love the book, The Happiness Advantage by Dr. Sean Acor. And he was telling a story how he wanted to learn how to play the guitar. And he had this like spreadsheet and this like practice schedule on his wall. And he'd look at it, but month one went by, he didn't practice. Month two went by, didn't practice. And then he kind of figured out it's because he had his guitar case on the top level of his closet. Like just the effort of like climbing the closet, getting it out. So he says, I'm gonna change my approach. So he took the guitar down from the closet and put it right, you know, without the case out open, right next to his favorite chair he always sits in. He said, "Man, I practice every day because all I had to do is just sit down my favorite chair and just grab the guitar." So what's something you want to improve? What's a behavior you want to modify? What's an outcome you want? Well, create an environment where it's easy to get started. That's like you want to work out, well, lay out your clothes the night before. Create an environment where Team Money, it's easy to get started. What's something in your life where, man, I need to improve my environment?
I think one thing for me that I've kind of been doing a better job with this lately the last several weeks, but like when it's time to clock in and get some homework done, I've kind of realized that like I just need to find a spot, whether it's a coffee shop or something like that. I just need to get in. I found I'm more productive if I go somewhere and like sit down to do my homework, things like that, to get stuff done, as opposed to just staying in my dorm, staying in my bed, whatever, and trying to do homework there. So that's something I've realized. It's just like It may take a few minutes to get to some place to do it, but I'm going to be more productive if I go somewhere to get work done. Just because if I'm sitting in my bed trying to do homework, that's just, it's never as productive as you want it to be.
Okay, so I got four steps for us to do, man, to improve
Let's
environment.
go.
Okay, ready for the four? So step one is make it easy to get started. Number one, find a way to where you remove barriers to access. Let's build that momentum. Let's get easy to get started. Number two is remove distractions. Is it your phone? Is it other gadgets? Is it, you fill in the blank, but how many distractions can you remove so you can stay committed to the process to execute that thing? Number three is people. What type of people, what type of support do you need to encourage, to hold you accountable, and also where you can model those behaviors? That's number three. And the last one is, especially early in the process, find a simple way to reward yourself, to give you that incentive. So you do it long enough that it can help motivate you to do the thing. And then once you've done it enough, you've established a new habit. You don't need that, reward. But sure enough, when you're establishing a new habit, it's nice having that kind of carrot. Hey, if I do this, man, I'm gonna go get myself an ice white mocha. No ice white mochas unless I record this podcast, or do a date night, or hey, if I do five of these in a row, then I'm gonna go get myself this. Like, let's give yourself an incentive. So easy to get started, number one, remove distractions. Get people around you who will support it, not hurt you. Because one of the things maybe you could do is, what are you gonna remove, type of people who are negative? And then give yourself a reward early on in the process. T Money, how was that for you, man? Did you get a little more awareness level on your environment?
Oh, for sure. The four steps, always good,
Okay. Well,
always helpful.
team, let's get after it today. Let's create a better environment to elevate performance, elevate execution, elevate fulfillment. And if you like this episode, share with a friend, give us a rating and review. Let's talk about, let's make mental performance training normal. Team Money, know what to do. The body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.
You ready?
Showtime. On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
No. Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. You know, man.